Welcome to Arrow's Angle podcast, a place for real talk about all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum. We'll talk tricks and tips, interview the experts, and hear from you to help you prepare for your birth or navigate the tender postpartum time. Arrow's Angle is brought to you by Arrow Birth, a place for expecting and growing families to move from information overload and overwhelm to knowledge and success through our unique combination of documentary-style childbirth education and one-on-one solution-oriented consultations. Making an impact is a priority for Arrow Birth, so every purchase with Arrow makes birth safer through our partner Midwives for Haiti and our Improved Birth Project. Check out more on our website, arrowbirth.com. Let's get the podcast started with your hosts and Arrow Birth consultants, Tara Campbell-Lussier and Mary Stutzman-Smith. Hey guys, thanks for tuning in today to Arrow's Angle. I'm Mary.
Hello everybody, this is Tara.
And today we're going to talk about what an Arrow Birth consulting session looks like and who an Arrow Birth consultant is.
Absolutely. And I think the best way to start this podcast off is to define what an Arrow Birth consultant is.
Yes.
Don't you think so, Mary?
Yeah, definitely. It's a new term, and we are kind of pioneering this approach to being able to help people during this time.
Yeah, we really are. And so what we've found over the years working with clients is that a lot of times people just need to talk to an experienced birth professional about a specific topic. Yeah. There's so much on the web about different about anything relating
choices.
To pregnancy, birth, postpartum, yes. Anything. And so people can go in circles searching the entire internet. I love that one commercial one time. I don't know if anybody's seen it where it's like the guy is like searching something on the internet and then like a screen pops up and it's like, you've literally searched the entire internet,
yes.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how it can feel when you are looking up all of these things, especially
yeah.
the first time or even with subsequent babies. If you want to change or quote unquote improve or differ from your first birth. So, so we found that there was really a need in speaking to a highly experienced birth professional about your specific situation and to get one-on-one time with them to create action, what we're calling Arrow action steps and really tailored advice. So to become an Arrow Birth consultant, you have to be a birth professional that has achieved the Arrow Birth accreditation.
You have to be a certified doula.
Certified professional doula.
Yep. And you have to have attended and supported a minimum of 250 pregnancies, labors, birth, and postpartums.
So I want to expand on that a little bit because, a lot of people that work in a clinical setting, like, for example, a nurse, right? So if they hear, like, oh, 250 births, right? They're thinking, oh, wow, possibly. I've been to 4,000 births. But the difference between what a doula does and B, what an Arrow Birth consultant is that we're not just there for the births. We're not just doing the clinical stuff. We have created a relationship with someone that starts during the pregnancy, right? So we're not only seeing them during the pregnancy, we're seeing them throughout the labor, which is huge, right?
Yeah.
There's that continuity of care of staying with someone throughout the labor process. Obviously, ultimately the birth, and then throughout the postpartum time, which can be very tender, as we all know. So it's really a journey. And so experiencing that with so many different women and families
gives you a good advice and gives you tips to help people.
And a level of expertise that nobody else really has because it's throughout this entire spectrum, if you will, of having a baby or becoming a parent. So it's important to note also that it's in every birth setting. So a birth consultant has vast experience, not only working in a hospital setting, which is where the majority of families give birth in the United States, but also in home births and in birth centers.
Yeah, and that's important because those settings are very different. And so if someone is preparing a birth center birth or preparing for a home birth, let's say, the advice and the tips and the tricks are going to be very different than if you're planning a hospital birth. And then also, lastly, an AeroBirth consultant must be supportive of all birth choices without judgment. And this is something
super
we feel
important.
Super strong about. And definitely, you know, it's a value of AeroBirth that whether you have an unmedicated birth, a cesarean birth, or an epidural or medicated birth, that, you know, we are supportive of your choices and helping clients get the most information they can prior to their birth, and then ultimately be in charge of the choices that they want to have, and then or end up having at their
and
birth.
Celebrating them, you know, with them. So, and that's really, really important. We're not pro any way of how you're deciding to give birth, for sure. Okay, so I think that defines, you know, what an AeroBirth consultant is. We're going to jump right into who would be a good ideal client to work with an AeroBirth consultant.
I'll give you a hint. Everyone. Everyone who's pregnant.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and I really, you know, I think a lot of people go into the pregnancy and parenthood journey with so many questions. And like we mentioned before, the interweb can be an overwhelming place. And so this is a spot for, if you're looking for answers, if you're trying to get those burning questions answered, and just...
Or you're feeling like that hamster again, like I was kind of mentioning earlier with searching the entire web. It's not even just the web. It can be in your social circles as well, right?
Yeah.
So like your best friend had this like glorious, let's say, unmedicated birth in a hospital setting. And then your coworker tells you some crazy story about her not so great birth experience, right? And then you're kind of like in your head, especially if you haven't experienced before, you're like, all right, well, where do I fit on that spectrum? Like, how is mine going to go? And that can be like very much hamster cycle-ish. Is my term. So someone that is wanting to seek out professional advice with someone for their specific situation, which is highly individual.
Yeah, it's individual, it's custom, and it's also, it gives them attainable goals too. I think that's the big thing, is that they will leave the session with a plan, an action step for them to do to obtain, you know, what their goals are. So that's really good.
After each Aero birth consulting session, the client will receive Aero action steps. It will never be more than 3 action steps because, again, we're trying to end the overwhelm. We're trying to create real and lasting change for the clients. And so there'll be up to 3 things that are recommended that you could do to improve on the quality of your pregnancy, birth, labor, and postpartum. So that's who is going to be a great Aero birth consultant client. And we're going to go into just a couple of sample consulting sessions. We have lots and lots of sessions. So Mary, I'll let you kick that off.
Yeah, sure. I think probably some pretty popular ones, or ones that I know are pretty popular, are optimal birth goals. So talking about what are your goals in your birth?
And what are your options?
Yeah,
how do you even know what to put on there?
Yep, and coming up with a list, optimal birth goals list, and being able to provide, you know, bring that to your provider so that you can talk about that, and just kind of plan out what your preferences are.
I think that one is so huge,
yeah,
because that really leaves clients feeling very empowered to, what I say, like, speak the language, if that makes sense, to be able to talk about something like, again, I'm going to pick something out, like delayed cord clamping, you know, like, is that an option? Is that standard protocol with my provider? Is that something I want? Is that something I don't want?
Yeah.
Vitamin K, erythromycin, all these terms that you may or may not be familiar with can be mapped out on an optimal birth goal consulting session. So that's a really popular one for us.
Another one is I'm about to have a baby. This is a session that really, you know, you get down. I think a lot of times in pregnancy you are getting through, and there comes a point where you're like, I could have a baby at any moment. And that kind of hits you hard. And this is just to help you kind of get wrap your mind around that and kind of really think through how to be best prepared and to really
I like
answer.
To call that one like check all the boxes, right?
Because
we all have the boxes in our head, and some of us, depending on how organized we are, it might be a spreadsheet of everything that needs to get done before baby comes. It might be, like I said, in your head. It might be a honey-do list, but it's like, let's attack that and really make sure that all of those things are addressed so you're feeling super prepared and ready to walk into labor and birth.
Yep. Another one would be navigating the postpartum time or navigating the first week. That's another one too, where, you know, you come home from, let's say you're birthing at a hospital, you come home and you're overwhelmed and you need someone to talk to about, I always say, you know, all the tears. It's like day 3, 4, everyone's crying. Dad's crying because mom and baby are crying. Baby's crying because the milk isn't quite in yet. And mom's crying because her hormones are everywhere and she's not sure if, you know, the breastfeeding's going well. And so, you know, those sorts of
or how she's physically feeling and recovering from the birth. And a lot of like, is this normal?
Yeah.
You know, is this something I need to reach out for? I mean, even we've had sessions on like, how do I safely get baby home from my place of birth? You know, I don't own a car. Like, can I Uber? What are the rules with Ubering? Like, all that kind of stuff. It's just really, again, like kind of those check boxes that are in the head. And that one's for the, obviously, for navigating the early postpartum days. Some other popular ones that I'm going to glance over are like preparing for a certain type of birth. So a whether VBAC. That's, a VBAC is a really popular one. Inductions, like for whatever reason. And this one, I find that we get this kind of last minute because someone finds out like, hey, I'm getting induced on Tuesday. It's Friday. For whatever reason. The reason doesn't really matter at that point. But like, walk me through that. What does that look like?
How can I be the most supported in that time?
Absolutely. So, and we have several other topics as far as, you know, planning or preparing for a certain
birth,
type of birth.
An epidural birth, a cesarean birth, and tricks and tips to help you have the best experience in those particular experiences.
Another cool aspect of the consulting sessions is that we have an IBCLC on staff as an Aero Birth consultant.
She's awesome, guys.
I always say she can get a rock to breastfeed. That's how I describe Jessica. I think that kind of sums it up. So again, hypothetical situation that's super, super common, you know, early days postpartum, is breastfeeding going okay? I need to see a lactation consultant and we will do the best on our end to get you on a consult with Jessica as soon as possible so you can get your questions and your answers addressed, which is
super
important.
And she specifically holds the IBCLC credential, so she is internationally board certified lactation counselor, and she can walk you through, you know, really what's normal and clinically help you with breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's a big time. Obviously, we know that your specific situation may not always fit inside a box, so we offer a prenatal and a postpartum custom consult as well. So if you're kind of like, all that stuff kind of sounds good, but I don't really know, I've got a couple issues working, we definitely do custom consulting topics as well. So that's definitely available. If you're looking to schedule a consulting session with an Aero Birth consultant, we would be thrilled, and we'd love you to reach out to our website at aerobirth.com.
Lots of information there. So take a look around, pick out your sessions, and we would love to talk with you.
Yeah, and one last thing is we're grouping them into packages. So some clients are buying them one session at a time. Yeah. Some we've also grouped it with 3 sessions or 6 sessions. This is a great baby shower gift or even a baby sprinkle gift. So if this is something you're interested in and it's, like mom, dad, friends, people could pool together and help you because this support is pretty priceless. So, check us out on aerobirth.com.
Thanks. Have a good day.